You're listening to the Saturday Night Gaming Podcast, Starfall, run by one of our GMs, Tony Stevens. Hope you enjoy.
Now, I will tell you this, sir. Mm-hmm. Your bloodthirst can be a roll of intelligence to escape it. Or you succumb to it. Just throwing that out there.
I know.
The sword says, you could fight with me, or not. Don't care. Kind of bored. But we can do whatever. It's apparently how the gin sounds now.
That would be my action, though, wouldn't it?
If you succeeded at it, I would let you roll out of it and then decide whether or not you're going to go. If you can successfully do that, I will not devour you with a bear.
16.
And what's the roll out of it? It's only like a 2 or something?
Yeah.
Like so you're 2. Way over. All right. So you're like kind of snapping back to you and you're like, well, that's a big bear.
Whoa, big fella. I'm so sorry, but I got to be going.
All right, so now if you want to escape this thing, we're still looking at her being a 20. Well, you used your major action to drop her down, so she's a 24 starting out. Mm-hmm. You can drop her down 4 times. No, this is speed. So you're looking at speed to get away.
So it's 2 times.
So from 24 to 18. You're at 18 right now. All right.
Oh, wait, and I'm trained in running.
12. All right.
12. All right, come on now. Nope. 14.
Oh, God. All right, so you just, like, start trucking. Mm-hmm. And you're coming up on the thing that looked like a mountain, you realize that it's a huge, dark castle. And you see these two big dudes standing there towering in front of the gateway door. They have not yet noticed you. What do you do?
I'm pretty tired. I want to take a
quick take recovery. A nap.
No.
I'm just going to take a nap here. Cover myself up with snow. Can't see me.
No, I'm just going to take a breather and like... do a quick recon. That's one action.
Yeah, you're good.
Three? 11. So all I get right. 11 might back.
Whoa, 11?
Yes.
How?
I have plus 8.
Plus 8?
Yeah.
To what?
Health. D6 recovery roll.
There you go.
How does that happen? I was not aware of this power.
To recover?
If you take other instead of these, you can add plus 2 to your recovery roll. And I've done that multiple times.
Oh, this dude's actually reading the book.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're freaking traveling with Wolverine here.
Yeah, I don't do that. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't do that. I just take the box and go. All
right, so you've recovered. They're guarding that gateway door, but they still haven't seen you yet. What do you do?
I am not trained in sneaking. Can I just run past them?
I can tell you that each one of them is a
level 4.
Yeah, because they're 12s.
They're 12s? Okay. So I'm trained. What would that bring it down to?
To just barrel through them?
Yeah.
You're trained in running?
Yes.
I mean, so the two of them together, I would only, like, take them up one threat level from what they are. So if they're a 4, I'd take them to a 5. So 15. You're trained in running, so drop it back down to a 12.
12. Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to run past them. It's like, I don't have time for this.
All right.
I have time for this.
You have time.
What'd you roll?
7.
Ooh.
All right, so you don't run past them. They put their swords down. And
I hope they're not dangerous. But I am curious.
So maybe a little. Maybe I do hope a little.
But not too much for you, Rogal.
One of them moves to punch you with his bone spiked hands. You're looking at. He's a 12 to try and. Starting out, he's a 12 threat. So, like, you try to run past, you're not able to. He's swinging at you now. It's a 12 to try and defend.
Specialize in speed defense.
Yeah. 13. So you basically just like slap his hand away and it's your turn.
Such hostility!
Yes! And if you want to attack both with your sword, then I'm going to set you back at the difficulty is 15 for both of them put together.
I'm going to attack one at a time. I'm going to attack the one that just hit me. That's 12, so I knock it down 4 times. That's a free attack. That's 12 damage.
It's just. Lopped his head off, and the other one's like moving to a strike now too.
Okay.
They don't seem to be smart enough to say must run away.
He hits me.
So he bashes you with his fist, just 6 points of damage before armor.
Alright. I hit him back.
And so as soon as he punches you in the head, you just turn around and slice him right in half. And you move into this castle. As you do, in the distance, you hear,
"Yo, man, look at this chain! Like, does this give me armor or what?"
And you're like, "Yip yap, made it.
The gremlin survived."
Don't hate on the chain.
You choose to move in and see what's going on.
Yeah, I move in.
He did. All right, so you would see that he's holding this chakram device. She's got these twin blades that she's trying to, like, sheathe in her belt. He's got this chain that he's, like, wrapping around himself. And you see this morning star and a warhammer.
I have a question.
All right, you in the back of the class.
Since this, what's the weapon called again? The chain and the what?
It's a hook and chain.
Hook and chain. Does that mean it is now a ranged weapon since it's attached to a chain that I can throw it and just do it back in? To how far away? Because you did say it was a long chain. To what distance?
Stay on your horses. Don't get off a cliff.
Restless.
I don't think I'm going to take the weapon. I don't trust how convenient.
I have
these weapons were.
I have a very strong weapon. And so I look at those like, okay.
Yeah. It's probably not good, but I want it anyways.
Alright, so.
On the red flag, I had a roll perception too.
Is your,
you can just use it up to short range. Like, not. Melee, but short. So, like, short distance.
How many feet away is that?
That's like 6 feet.
6 feet.
For you, that's a long way.
I can still social distance.
All right, so you don't want to perceive anything about him, just leave him?
I mean, I'll see if I can perceive something about him, like about him just looking at him.
Okay.
They just look like weapons, my man.
Just looks like a weapon to you, man. All right. So you take the chakram and you put it back?
I never picked it up.
You don't want to pick it up.
I'm okay to be overcautious around the weapons. Hopefully they're good for everybody who took one, but...
Okay.
Something in me is just like, this could be, it could be bad juju on these weapons.
Gotcha. All right, so you heard that rumbling. That
dude went in the Skaha woods.
Do what?
The guy went to the Skaha woods.
You talking about Skelly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what he told me. It's like he told me. It's like he went to the Skaha.
He did tell you that.
So, no. Question.
Rogan. Yip Yap said he had no clue where you were.
Oh, that's bull.
He said, I didn't know where you were.
He was frozen like an ice cube, then ran.
Nuh-uh, that's not what happened.
He bust out and ran. He was just like all like, just a little goblin running.
I actually had to defeat an army on my way back here. I was just clearing the way.
Defeated an army of ice.
Yeah.
Snowflakes.
And there's two front people out the door. We can go out there.
Oh, you mean the ones I dismembered?
Why would you do that?
Because they attacked me.
They were my friends. I convinced them I was their boss. Oh my gosh.
Well, you're two friends now.
You just ruined everything. And now you're making up lies about me running away.
But anyways, they said that Scully ran into the Skaha Woods. You didn't happen to run into him, did you?
I'll tell you, he ran into my axe as we were trying to get away. He said,
Wait, what?
Yeah, he just jumped out from behind a tree.
Scared me and I had to kill
him. Scared me? I had no idea what was happening.
It looks like we're not getting paid.
Locked his head clean off.
Well,
you know, I don't think Scully ever had anything for you guys anyway.
It's full of lies.
No, just a metagame real quick.
The amount of distrust in this group is crazy.
Don't ever trust anybody with an eye patch. I'll tell you that much. Just leads you into danger. Now, the rumbling beneath you continues to grow in power and noise level. Right, so it's like more.
What is that?
The crystalline man would know that he is reverberating and resonating at a higher frequency. Whatever it is below him
is
becoming more powerful. What in the? What is that?
Someone's tripped out. We found this guy. I rubbed a glass box with some red liquid in it, and it turned out to be a person.
Hello.
Weird.
Hello.
Thank you for acknowledging my personhood.
You're welcome.
Are you out right? I don't even know.
He's out. Yeah, okay. He sang the song, but he didn't. He refused.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, Mr. Crystal Man.
He's like, I'm not going to be fueled.
I never know when he's jumped back into it or when he's out of it.
Here I am. Peek-a-boo. He would know that the resonating was getting more powerful. But he chooses not to tell you. Mm-hmm. He just looks into the reflections of his own self and admires the way he looks.
Typical crystal man.
The reflection of face into the reflection of hand into the reflection.
Beautiful.
Of face.
I am beautiful. I'm like one of those stones like witchy women collect.
Yes. Witchy women love me.
They do. They worship me.
Yes.
So we came into this tower looking for a child that Ravina saw in a vision she had.
We weren't paid to kill her, were we?
I hope not. I'm trying to stay monetized.
Let's pay killers?
Are they going to kill her?
Let's set a new ground rule. Just because somebody says they're going to pay us to kill somebody, let's not automatically assume they're telling us the truth. And also, let's not assume the person they were wanting us to kill needs to be killed.
Like that person hanging on his waist?
Well,
he's like, remember that time we were supposed to go kill Namir, and then we realized she was going to kill us, and we made a deal with her anyway, and then we came into this whole new campaign in this new region.
The sword that holds the essence of the genie speaks up and says, if Aiden does not will it, then we will fail. So there's no harm in trying to kill someone.
This is true.
If Aiden doesn't will us to kill a person?
No, if he doesn't will it, then we'll fail at killing it, so no harm done. But so
as long as you try to kill it,
there's no harm.
If it doesn't die, then that's because Aiden's will. Unless that's what the fire's trying to say.
Unless Aiden wills us to not kill that person.
It was Aiden's will for that polar bear to survive.
Yeah, if it was Aiden's will for us not to kill someone, then we won't. If we do kill them, then that too must have been his will.
So no matter what happens.
No matter what happens, that's Aiden's will.
The sword keeps talking. Use me, or don't. I don't.
You found the mighty loophole to all religion, I think.
Oh, I know Aiden. I know him very well, thank you very much. I'm being quite sarcastic when I say it's Aiden's will. He's convinced you that his will be done, and I'm sorry to say, he's just a regular person like you and me.
Says the sword to you.
Says the sword. Oh, yes. No, wait a second. You're a djinn, right?
And you once, are you, is this the sword talking?
The sword is talking.
This is the flame of the sword.
His sword.
Yeah. This is what used to be part of being known as
Callus. I wouldn't say all these things about Aiden. He is liable to smite you.
And you don't want to be smoting.
You don't want to be smoting.
Sometimes she's being smoked feels good.
You get smothered.
If Aiden's will be it, there's nothing I can do.
All right. Rumbling continues. The walls are actually starting to tremble.
Are they trembling with pleasure?
Let's go.
Yeah, trembling with power.
Oh, okay. I hope it's the latter one.
Is it the crystal talking?
Hold on, let me rub it again.
That resonate, it's usually pleasure.
I think we should go find out what's making all the rumbling, guys.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay.
She chooses not to go. She sits on the ground and says no.
No.
Oh, okay. She's going with you, too.
Okay.
Alright, so you continue down the corridor into another chamber that opens way into a large, open room. And by large, I mean like you could fit an entire town inside this basement room. And you look around, and if you knew the words, maybe the crystal man knows the words, he would say, wow, this looks like an industrial complex. There's machines and gears and metal moving all around you. There's black smoke filling the area as it continues to work, and each of these machines is combusting with energy. As you see one man standing behind this control box, all of these levers and control switches that he's pulling. And as you look at him, he seems kind of bereft, almost sad and depressed looking, pale demeanor and blank eyes. But he has kind of a regal armor.
The pupil's eye person?
Yes, the pupilless man. You've seen him before. Yeah, you're seen him. That's Magus.
That's the guy who imprisoned me.
Yes. But you see him just switching and turning things as this conveyor belt near the bottom of the room continues to turn, and you see these soldiers on the conveyor belt. Hundreds of them just coming out of line.
Can I scan him?
Scan the man?
Scan the man.
You want to scan the man?
Scan the man.
You can scan the man.
Right. Scan this
man. It will take you... will be... If I remember correctly. I don't want to go off memory, though.
No, I'm going to get my book out.
It was right here.
It was.
It's under there.
That is not
All right, so it'll be a 24 that you're rolling against to scan the man.
That's what I'm saying. Let me see the book.
Here, it's opened up on scan.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
I can scan an area equal to level 1. Here, it must be natural. And a creature, avatar, is at this level. So what's his level?
He's level 8.
Okay.
So his difficulty is 24 to scan.
Like he's level 8, guys.
I reminded you.
You learn whatever facts the GM feels are pertinent about the matter.
Good morning,
the energy in the area. But I did say the man. I didn't say the area, didn't I?
You said the man.
Yeah, scan the man. My final reading box contains something. Poisonous gases. So it doesn't bother me. Oh, I can learn if he's a mammal with a small brain.
Roll against a 24 to scan him. Your ant-based attack is an ant-based move.
Does it say I have to roll?
Costs 2 points to buy it.
Yeah, 2 points.
And it's an action.
It's an action.
That means it's a roll.
Oh, man. I would have gotten it if I knew I had to roll.
I hate rolling things.
Well, not as a 24 difficulty. That's like impossible.
So the two would buy it for free. You've already got that edge.
Oh, well then I'll buy it for free. I scan the man.
Yeah, but you can use the move for free. Now, 24 is the difficulty. You have to get it down from there. You have perception. Now, you're skilled in perception, so that brings it down 2 tiers. So 6 points. So you've activated it from 24 down to a 21 down to an 18. 18 is where you're at right now with him just because of your free perception ability.
It's free.
Now, without using the ability for free, and you've dropped it down to an 18 for free. Now, if you want to make it easier for yourself, the first time you make it easier is 3 points. Every time after that, up to 4 times, is 2 points. So if you give me 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... That would drop it down 4, but you don't have to. It's up to you.
And there you go. There's all my points.
That's 9?
I think so.
Wow. All right.
Better not roll a 2 with this thing.
So, from that, you're going to go from 18 to 15 to 12 to 9 to 6.
All
right. You're rolling against a 6.
Roll a 5. Here you go. Oh, I'm rolling this thing.
14!
That's pretty good.
Nice. All right. So, you scan the man, and you tell these people, this man is not from this planet. He's not from this realm. He's not like you. His biological composition is completely different from yours. And you have pupils, these little colored balls inside your eyes. He doesn't. He's standing at about 6'7", seems to be imposing in his nice, shiny armor. But I can tell you, there seems to be another essence emanating from about him. As if right there in the center of his armor, he has housed some sort of other being.
Oh, being is in the armor.
Oh. And that's what you perceive.
That is what I perceive.
Is he from your realm?
No.
No?
No, everybody on my realm looks like me.
Okay.
Cool and crystalline with red goo.
Yes, delicious. You should drink of my essence sometime.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
It's not the first time I've ever heard that.
All right, so that's what you know. Leader
that's
Null.
What I know.
That's
okay.
What the leader Null knows.
Hmm.
And you got Ravina and Rogoth and Yip Yap.
How far are we away from?
You are a long distance away from him where he sits in his control box, like, moving these things. He's, like, on a pedestal above the gears of mechanization.
So...
And he's, like, producing these...
Is he friendly?
Armors. Is he what?
Is he friendly?
He looks like he's busy.
I'm gonna go bother him.
Kind of I don't think he's friendly. He imprisoned... Sad.
Everyone step back. Let me take care of this. And I'm going to go up to him.
Here we go.
All right, well, I guess I'll just leave again.
All right. Excuse me, Noel.
Here we go.
All right. You like climb down, you go over to his like raised platform.
Oh yeah, he's got initiative.
Yeah, y'all can roll initiative. Everybody roll a d20. He could lose this time. He could roll low.
Just remember, this dude is a difficulty 24. I just remember that. Okay.
No, he's a difficulty 8.
Is he?
Well, he's level 8. He's a difficulty 24, yeah.
All right, Ray, what did you get?
A 20.
Oh, you got it.
Hey, 26. 26.
That's funny because I rolled a 20.
Yeah. How was the dang luck? All right. So you go first.
Sucks to suck. I just want to remind you of that. I just want to remind you of that. Okay. In case you forgot.
Sucks. All right.
To play on a team with the freaky guy.
So you go over to talk to this guy.
I would like to perceive my surroundings and see if there's anything worth stealing.
While you're talking to him?
Well, I got sidetracked. This is my personal side quest.
It's probably going to give my mouth cancer.
Can I perceive if there's anything about
him? Too good.
You perceive that none of this stuff makes sense to you as a small Grommen Fae. You're like, I ain't ever seen nothing like this.
All right.
Metal gears and sprockets and such. You don't even know what they're called.
Then I'm going to...
The only thing that looks shiny is his armor.
I'm going to knock on his armor and say, Mister, what are you doing?
Hey, child.
Small Fae. That's what brings you here to Pagaminos?
Well, I mean, I was wandering around. I got chased by a bear. And then I came in here.
Yeah.
She
will.
Uh-huh.
Good.
The
goddess of the winter has chosen to protect this place for me.
Oh, for real?
For real, real.
How that? That's what's up. Oh, may I ask why?
Because I do the good works.
The works of what?
The works to preserve the realms. To protect everything from the Great Shattering.
So what exactly are you doing?
I am forging... Well, listen, little fae creature.
Yep.
How about you bugger off?
Well, I'm just curious what you're doing.
I'm very busy creating an army that will be strong enough to go against the greatest threat.
Oh, yeah, I know. You just look so busy and all lonely, and I just wanted to know what you were doing so I could acknowledge your hard work.
Ah.
Good job.
Go back about your life, small gremlin. You... seem to have a collection of body parts.
Oh, yeah, I actually brought them just for you. You want
them? No, that's super gross.
What?
I only experiment on creatures that seem to be of use.
Well, this one right here, and I point to the woman. I said, she kept screaming after her head was gone.
Ravina, I want you to roll an intelligence defense.
What is it?
Let me get that pulled up again for you. That was set at...
Have I ever had a minute?
Scroll down to the bottom.
I've never had a minute.
Okay, so we're going to start you off at an 18.
Okay, I have 2 edge and intellect.
You can give me 1 and take it down to a 15 if you like.
Okay, and then...
2 more will take it down to a 12. 2 more will take it down to a 9. That is a 9 difficulty. Within your mind, you hear the star song as it resonates from his armor. Help me. Save me. You have to free me. Do it now. Hurry while he's distracted.
Okay.
Free the spirit from the armor. Obey the Mind's song.
Okay. How do I do that?
I don't know. That's up to you. I just have to compel you.
Concussive blast, I guess.
Okay. He's a 24.
Okay. Two for the concussive blast.
Okay.
And then it's three, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, you have a two-edge, so you can activate it for free, right? You have two-edge and intellect.
Yeah.
Right, so just give me one more, and you can drop him down to a 21. And then you'll need to drop him down again, so two more after that. We'll drop him down to an 18.
What about a Blessing of Aiden?
You can do that. That'll drop him down to an 18.
Okay. And am I close to this armor?
You're a long distance from him, but I'm going to allow you to do the concussive blast.
Okay. So it's at a what? 18?
Yeah.
Two or?
Two. I'll take it down to a 15. Man, that cigar is just right out of your reach all the time. So you do this huge concussive blast. You're just like, him! And you shoot right at the ledge in front of him, and it blows apart some of the railing and the gears and everything that he's using to control this machine, which halts some of the gears. They're just like, and then smoke's like billowing out everywhere. And you're just like, what was that all about?
The child inside the armor.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay. Well, that makes perfect sense.
Let's fight this guy then. What happened to talking
all
to
people? Right. He picks you up.
Watch out, small child. Me? There seems to be danger afoot.
And he sets you back from the exploding ledge.
Thank you, mister.
Be quiet, Faye.
Yes, sir.
As he looks up and he begins to maneuver.
Get them! Attack! Attack, Mr. Worker. Y'all messing with my new best friend. And he didn't even do nothing to y'all.
Three. So that's one, two, three of you. All right. So he maneuvers over the ledging and begins running towards you. And as he does, he places his hands up to the sides of his head. And then each of you can roll a mental defense.
All of us?
Except for the crystalline thing. It does not seem to work on the crystalline thing.
What's a brain?
What is it?
He's 24 difficulty.
Okay. Should attack him. I'll attack him by that.
Did I take a turn last time?
I'm gonna attack.
She attacked. She failed.
Oh, that just ended.
And he's been initiated.
Gotcha.
But you do have a 20. You can make a move to try and talk to him, or cut him off, or fire at him, or what else?
So, there you go. I've got Fel Aura.
What does that do?
It says, your words, gestures, and touch invest an object no larger than yourself with an aura of doom, fear, and doubt for one day. Creatures that can hear and understand you feel an urge to move at least a short distance away from the object.
No larger than you, though. He's about 6'7".
I thought I was pretty large, though.
He's probably about your size. Like, maybe Yip Yap. You could have scared Yip Yap along the way. like all the time.
No, that wouldn't have been funny.
It would have been hilarious.
No, been doing that this whole time. Not do that. I'll become very scared.
Okay, well, let's see what else I've got on my sleeves. Dragon's Maw. I can fashion and control a hovering phantasmal construct of magic within long range that resembles a dragon's head. That construct lasts for up to an hour until it is destroyed or until you cast another spell.
Okay.
It's a level 4 construct. So, I mean, with that level 4 construct that inflicts 6 points of damage and its bite, with its bite when directed. While the construct persists, you can use it to manipulate large objects, carry heavy items, or attack foes. If you use it to attack foes, you must use your action to directly control.
So is it an action to create it and then an action to use it, or?
It says action to initiate, so.
So yeah, you'd have to initiate it, then wait an action, and then control it.
I'll initiate it.
Okay. How much does it cost?
6 int.
Dang, yeah. Minus your edge.
Oh, yeah, so.
Alright. So that's to initiate it. So basically, you're manifesting this dragon's head right now. I'm assuming it's fiery.
I'll do my own little.
So he's like. But. So each of you can roll mental defense against him now.
He's a 24?
24 starting.
I can't even.
You'd have to buy it down.
I don't have enough to buy that down.
You only have 5?
No, I have enough, but.
Or choose to take the action.
I don't know if I have enough to do anything.
I bought it down to a 9.
Okay. So you can roll a 9. You don't have to pay me if you don't want to. You can just let him attack you.
I'm just gonna see what happens.
Okay. So you lower him down to 18.
I roll a 6.
You roll a 6. You defend. Alright, so Ravina and Rogoth. You hear inside your head, sit down. And you feel compelled. To sit on your butts. And you just sit. Waiting. You ignore that. And you continue to construct this fiery dragon head. Alright. So he gets over to you. And it's actually. At this point, it would be Yip Yap's turn or Crystal Guy. Crystal Guy would actually go first.
All right.
Because they're both sitting down. They're basically going to have to roll out of that next turn if they want to.
I'm not sitting down.
He's not sitting down. They too.
And they're attacking.
Ravina and Rogoth are sitting down.
Are we attacking?
Yip Yap seems cool with him, and he's creating a fire head of a dragon.
I have a question.
She attacked him. What's up?
Says I can use an XP to
do an intrusion?
A pleasure intrusion.
Uh-huh. What intrusion?
Advantageous malfunction.
Okay. So hold on to that for just a second. He'll go. If you want to do a player intrusion, we can do that.
Is he friendly with me?
He didn't seem to hurt you. He picked you up out of the way of danger and set you down and told you to be safe.
Is that friendly?
That seems friendly to you.
Friendly, yeah.
Yes.
I think that's friendly.
All right, Crystal Guy, what do?
I would like to speak to him. I would like to ask him why he imprisoned me and brought me here.
You seem to want to talk right now while these locals are becoming so animated and aggressive.
I mean, would you rather I become animated and aggressive?
I was trying to get myself to the source. Opening up a pathway for my army to venture through. so that we can stop what's occurring. We must obey the Lord of the Morning Light. His voice has called out to me. It's a resident. It's the Lord of the Morning Light. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Creator. He is the fire that burns with all.
It sounds like Aiden.
It does sound like Aiden.
It also sounds like Luxio.
We're actually probably friends. Let's sit down and have a discussion.
When you came here,
when you brought me here,
I unintentionally brought you here. Not all experiments go the way you want them.
And then
to.
You imprisoned me inside a crystal.
Well, yes, because you were kind of erratic. Kept asking a lot of questions, and I had to protect you from all of the fey and demonic creatures that gather around this whole world. If you had been outside for even more than a day, dragons eating each other, fey leading wars with each other, humans eating people, it's ridiculous.
You guys eat people?
No.
I've seen it happen. They're horrible.
We eat hot dogs.
Are hot dogs people?
They're not people.
Okay, well,
they are delicious.
That's good.
And hey, we've got an erratic one too, and we didn't put him in prison.
Oh, the little thing?
The thing.
He didn't do anything wrong. He just asked me about my day and told me I was doing good work.
Yeah. See, talking does work.
I guess.
Listen, all of you seem a mite bit confused.
What I would say is that I trust her judgment.
What is your judgment?
Way more than I trust your judgment.
You imprisoned someone that needs help in the suit of armor.
Does it sound like a small child?
Yes.
She cries for help?
Yes.
He leans back and he unlatches a little thing on his chest plate and he opens it up and inside you see this dark ore that's like pulsating.
Yes, this star fragment wants you to help it at all costs. The shadow star itself is part of the reason why this realm has been poisoned for so long. I have to remove its poison from this place. I either do that, or, and he points to all the armors that are on the ground, I have to strengthen my Nyx to make them even more capable warriors. See, once Clan Lewis reigned supreme here, but they were not adaptive enough to be strong enough to survive the dangers of this universe. So, I turned them into Nyx and made them stronger. And now I have made them this armor, turning them into my war golems. This army shall reclaim the source for the might of the Lord of the Morning Light. You bear his mark.
Oh, on your cheek. What if you guys are actually worshiping the same?
There, young lady, you have the light of the Morning Lord.
Word?
Okay.
That you create creatures of magical life fire. Seems to me you've come here today to seek to aid the Morning Lord.
Can I do a fireball?
I'm in doubt with the power of Aiden. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, I've heard you creatures down there call him by many names. I've walked amongst you for a while. Ever since the stars fell. I'm sure you've heard of that. 80 years ago.
Yeah, we've been doing a pretty good job of cleaning that up all on our own.
You've done well along with the Druva, I've heard.
We've been doing a good job, huh?
Yes. There's one who I've kept here even for this purpose. She came with some other adventurers. Amara is her name. She's in one of the chambers on the east wing. They are eating their food. I have made this a very comfortable stay for them. They have agreed to come with me as soon as I can get the doorway open. Mm-hmm. But it is up to you. You stay here, I will even leave Pagaminos to you.
I don't know what that is, but that sounds
That's amazing. This castle.
Oh.
Will you leave it to us?
You can have it, it's yours.
We have a castle?
Well, then where are you going?
I am going to fight the most honored war to support the Lord of the Morning Light, to take back all of creation from the darkness that tries to consume it.
That sounds a lot like something I was supposed to be on.
The darkness that tries to consume creation, I must warn you, is the most horrific demonic entity that has ever been loosed from any cage. Once upon a time, I actually guarded that cage. But some fools, some errant fools, they broke the Star Forge. And when they broke that Star Forge, these entities were released, merging together to become nothing but pure despair.
You said the Star Forge, what's that?
It's a bit too large for your feeble mind to understand, Faye. It's a big place where reality is constituted.
Oh, I get it.
Well, it sounds to me like there's another realm that needs to hear about the mighty power of Aiden.
If you come with me, be warned. Only the most virtuous of warriors can survive this. I will gather the others from the East Wing. And I will put forth all of my energy, if you help me, to create the portal to the Star Forge. What say you?
I'm in.
I just want to know what this is about. I was born like this.
Well, that looks like the blazing mark of the morning light.
I've got marks, too.
That looks glorious.
Shining,
did you infuse yourself with adamantine?
Adamantine!
Are those actually tattoos of liquid adamantine?
As a matter of fact, they are.
That is dangerous, crazy, and yet somehow enigmatically genius.
And beautiful, too.
Yeah, yes, you're fine. That's fine. he taps Rogoth on the head. You can stand up.
I stand up.
What say you, warrior?
First, I want to apologize for poking the bear.
Well, the bear will get over it. She is a mighty goddess of the winter. Good. That sword, sir.
Yes.
I've seen many like it. Is that infused with a djinn?
It is, and the djinn does not care.
Oh, dear Lord. The children of Eldurin. Well, that would be very useful to us on our journey. If you choose to come.
I might as well. If Noel Jolstein's going, I'm going. No.
Then I leave it to you. It is a vote. This is a consensual quest.
Well, I'm in. He's in.
I'm in.
Ah, yes. What is your name, Valiant Faye?
I am Yip Yap.
That's ridiculous. But you can come too, Yip Yap.
That is the greatest name of all.
Sometimes the smallest creatures can surprise you the most and save the day. I know, I can sense it. But you haven't had to listen to a crystal creature talking about letting him out of a box for 80 years before. Sorry about that, Koo.
Thank you.
So, this is your gang. Koo and the gang,
follow me. All
right, so he gathers the other warriors, and out of the East Chamber, you actually see Kenric and Duncan and Amara and Iona, and they all come in, and you're all like standing there, and he's
an entourage.
It's a whole and an entourage, and Liam.
How you been, Liam?
I keep forgetting that I have Liam
and a dragon and all sorts of stuff. You've collected so much. You're just like a billionaire. You're just like, oh, did I forget to pay my bills this morning? Oops. So he gathers you all together, and then an army of these war golems that he's created all respond, like unified.
Oh, neat.
As he gears up this one thing and takes that Shadow Star out of his heart, like out of the heart of his armor, he takes it out and he shoves it into the device. And then cranks up the gear until it begins to resonate inside. And all of the blackened energy is being bled from it. Until all of a sudden it explodes with its force and a beam of pure white energy is loosed into a platform. And then a big radiating bubble of light occurs. Follow me, Ku and the gang. 'Tis time to save reality, so says Magus. And he runs through his army of war golems, starting to march behind. Going in, one after the other.
Cool.
Do you journey forth?
No, of course. I want to be first in.
All right. You would be. So, as you all run through, blinding light, and if you want to find out what happens next time, you have to tune in for a very special event brought to you by Saturday Night Gaming as we venture forth into the heart of the Shattering. This has been Tony Stevens thanking you for tuning in. Don't forget to click like, share, and subscribe and find out what happens to this party next time.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Starfall. If you did, be sure to head on over to our website at www.SaturdayNightGamingLLC.com and check out some of our other cool games. Also, make sure to like, share, and subscribe on all of our social media platforms. I hope you have a fantastic week, and until next time, this is Laura Hibbard with Saturday Night Gaming signing off.